For the Last Wolverine, a poem about the extinction of a species of living thing. They will soon be down to one, but he still will be for a little while, still will be stopping the flakes in the air with a look, surrounding himself with the silence of whitening snarls. Let him eat the last red meal of the condemned to extinction, tearing the guts from an elk. Yet that is not enough for me. I would have him eat the heart, and from it have an idea stream into his gnawing head that he no longer has a thing to lose, and so can walk out into the open in the full pale of the subarctic sun where a single spruce tree is dying higher and higher. Let him climb it with all his meanness and strength. Lord, we have come to the end of this kind of vision of heaven. As the sky breaks open its fans around him and shimmers, and into its northern gates he rises, snarling, complete, in the joy of a weasel with an elk's horned heart in his stomach, looking straight into the eternal blue where he hauls his kind. I would have it all my way. At the top of that tree I place the New World's last eagle, hunched in mangy feathers, giving up on the theory of flight. Dear God of the wildness of poetry, let them mate to the death in the rotten branches. Let the tree sway and burst into flame and mingle them crackling with feathers in crown fire. Let something come of it, something gigantic, legendary, rise beyond reason over hills of ice, screaming that it cannot die, that it has come back, this time on wings, and will spare no earthly thing, that it will hover, made purely of northern lights at dusk, and fall on men building roads, will perch on the moose's horn like a falcon riding into battle, into holy war against screaming railroad crews, will pull whole trap lines like fibers from the snow in the long-jawed night of fur trappers. But small, filthy, unwinged, you will soon be crouching alone, with maybe some dim racial notion of being the last, but none of how much your unnoticed going will mean, how much the timid poem needs the mindless explosion of your rage, the glutton's internal fire, the elk's heart and the belly's sprouting wings, the pact of the blind swallowing thing with himself to eat the world and not to be driven off it until it is gone, even if it takes forever. I take you as you are and make of you what I will, skunk bear, cockatoo, bloodthirsty non-survivor. Lord, let me die, but not die out.